Yo, are we live? My levels? I don't think my levels are right. Hold on, let me get this set up. I think it's way too loud right now. Yo. Okay, I think we good. Yeah. All right, so welcome to the first, well, this is not the first podcast, but the first official podcast, Geek Genius Podcast War. We're going to be answering, most of you guys' questions. Unfortunately, it is only me, Trey. In the studio today. Jeremy had an emergency. He had to go out of town for a couple of days. He'll be back pretty soon. But until then, I'll be in the studio daily with these podcasts and getting these out so you guys can get your questions answered. Don't expect too much. It's really laid back. This is really not for entertainment purposes. If it happens to entertain you, then that's fine. But we really just wanted to connect with you guys. If you got, any serious questions, just anything in mind, we definitely want to just try to help you out there. And let's see. I'm gonna pull all the questions from the KD8 performance test video today. And usually, we'll put out a video the next day. We'll pull questions from that video. But this is one of those videos where we actually announced it. So I know a lot of people left questions. I know we didn't put it out yesterday, but there are a ton of questions on here. I'll also be pulling questions from our Twitter, so the mentions from our Twitter. So make sure you're tweeting us. I may not do it today because if this video runs over 20 to 25 minutes, I'm gonna cut it, and that'd be like tomorrow's episode or whatever. So let's get into it. First comment: why are you not in college? Is it because you don't have the level? Because actually, you got a pretty damn good level in basketball. That was the top comment. We're not in college. I can't really speak for Jeremy. We do actually have a video where, if you want to listen to what we said there, the reason still applies. So check it out. It's one of our Q&As that we did maybe a year or two ago. I think it was like last year. As far as me, I was actually on the team for, a little bit, but it was just bad timing. I was just at a weird stage of my life where I couldn't like balance that much. I just had too much going on, really. But, yeah, just check out that video. Now I'm scrolling. Let's see. I've been working on my offhand. Every day I dribble with it and lay up with it, but on the court I just can't drive to that side. Any help? There's no cheat code. There's no quick way to solve it. It's gonna take time. Depending on how old you are, hopefully you're young. You can develop some really good muscle memory if you start using your offhand as much as you use your strong hand. But say you're older and you want to start using your offhand. It is possible, but it takes a lot of work. But it's actually really fun. I love develop. I'm right-handed. I love developing my left hand. It's a great challenge. And if you are able to be ambidextrous, that after you get done working on your offhand, it makes you so much more versatile. And it makes the game a lot more enjoyable. So yeah, just. It's gonna take time, man. Just keep working. Next question. KD6 is 130, KD7 150, KD8 180. The price keeps going up, even though there is minimal amount of tech change. The KD outsole is so thin that I can't hoop with these outside. Come on, Nike. I guess that's not really a question. I thought it was gonna end up being a question. All this is live. I haven't. Usually, we'll have. If you guys watch Squadcast, we'll have our good friend Nick. Pull the questions so we won't have to scroll and like go through the spam and all that, and he'll just pick out the questions and give them to me and Jeremy. But he's not here right now either. He actually had an emergency too, so he's out of town. So that's why I'm literally the only one in the studio. But usually, I just messed up on that. That's not even a question. But let's kind of talk about it. Why is the KD signature line increasing in price, and not really increasing in technology? It's because Nike can do it, because they're a business. And I know that may not make sense to a lot of people, and it sounds really blunt, but if you understand business and greed and just being able to make money, you'll understand, like, yo, if I can sell these for 180 and people are gonna buy them, then I'm gonna push the boundaries as far as finances go. So that's really why. Now, if the KD8 sat on shelves, like really sat on shelves, and people weren't just buying them for hype, or people really, you know what I'm saying? Like, Nike would definitely like realize, yo, I think we just messed up. Let's kind of like chill, and the price will decrease, but that's my opinion. So, next question, are you going to do a performance review for the Nike Elite 2015 series? I know the LeBrons and KDs are basically the same exact things as the originals, but can you at least do the Kobe 10 Elite? I'm thinking about purchasing them, blah blah blah. Also, it's okay, so basically, are we gonna do the Kobe 10 Elite? Oh, not the Kobe 10 Elite, but the Nike Elite series. And I actually don't think we are, just because it's really expensive. You know, if we got the shoes sent to us, then of course we would. But right now we're just trying to invest in other things. We have a lot going on, and it's just that whole Elite series. I think if we bought all three, I don't know. It would be close to $1,000, I think. So and we're not trying to be out here like we just got bread like that, because we're still like trying to work from the ground up. And I know it seems, I don't know, I think a lot of people think subscribers equals money, but it really doesn't. So I don't know. I would like to do it, because I like editing those type of big videos, and it would be really dope with the dope intro in there and everything. But yeah, I don't think we're gonna do it. As far as the performance, just speaking from experience, buying Elite series in the past, there's not they don't play any different than the original. You will get higher quality materials, which if you do value that type of stuff, then I won't necessarily say it's worth it. But you know, if you ball in it, you know, if you got the bread like that, then I think it's a good look, I'm not gonna lie. But it's definitely not necessary. So don't think you have to, like, if you got the Kobe 10s already, don't think you paying $20 to $40 more dollars for the Elite series is gonna, you know, help you on the court, because honestly, it's really not. Next question. Yo, I'm left-handed and my right hand floaters and layups are horrible. Do you have any drills to help with them? Same thing I just told the other guy. You know, just keep working, man. And make sure while you're working that you aren't practicing bad habits. It's gonna feel really awkward at first. Just like doing layups and dribbling, and even if you want to go the extra mile and start shooting with your offhand, it's gonna feel really awkward. But make sure you're developing really good habits. Make sure your form is on point, because you don't want to do all that work and say, like, when you're shooting behind your head, or you're shooting from your chest, just because, you know, you're starting to make a couple with your offhand, you think that's the right way to go. You know, definitely practice good habits, because it'll be worth it in the end. Okay, next question. A, how tall are you? B, can you do a workout video on how you're increasing your vertical? Because I'm trying to be able to dunk out you. Okay, let's start with how tall are you. Now, if you got a question like that that's really generic, maybe you're a new subscriber, make sure you do just, you know, I'm not saying, you know, do all out research or do your homework, but you know, that question has been asked a ton of times. We actually have it on our YouTube page in the, you know, the About Us section. We have a Q&A where we answer it. So, you know, if you got a question like that, it's probably already answered, but I'll go ahead and answer it again. I need some water. My throat is really dry. Anyway, I'm 6'1". I think I may be like 6'3" without shoes, depending on what type of shoes I wear. I think if I wear like LeBron 10s, I may be 6'2". So that'll give you that's really specific. Jeremy, I think he's 5'8". Maybe 5'9". I don't know. I have to ask him again. He maybe grew. His afro is getting taller too, so, which doesn't count, but you know, whatever. And then the second question: can you do a workout video on how to increase vertical? Okay, that's actually another thing that we answered a long time ago, and I don't know what to keep telling people. I know there are workouts out there that really do work and increase your vertical, but as far as Jeremy and I, we don't do anything as far as like leg exercises to help our vertical. I know. We just started doing squats. Well, Jeremy doesn't even do squats. I just started doing like you know, squats and hamstring curl, like a lot of leg things, but that's not to increase my vertical. That's really just for aesthetics, because I have really small legs. Like I really do have chicken legs, but that doesn't mean, you know, I still have a 40 inch vertical on a good day. So I don't know what to tell you guys. I know yeah, I really don't know, because I don't want to lie to you guys and say this works and this doesn't, because honestly, everything is just genetics as far as Jeremy and I go. Here's the comment: I hate the sound when people talk with braces. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to do this for you guys. So if you can bear through it, I appreciate it. With these being your rotation, and also have you been balling in the Hyperdunk 2015? If so, how do you feel about them? The KD8 won't be in my rotation. The Hyperdunk 2015, I haven't received them yet. Finish Line is supposed to be sending them over, so I'll let you know how that goes when we get them. KD8 versus Curry 1. I don't know why people ask questions like this when you like say KD8 versus another shoe or LeBron 10 versus Clutch Fit Drive. Don't think about it like that. Think about how the shoe will complement your game. And what I mean by that, well, not even your game, just you. So what I mean is, if you say you have bad knees or something like that, your knees hurt every time you play for more than 2 hours. Well, obviously, you don't want to wear something really minimal like the D Rose 3 or any Adidas product where they was going really low profile, without like Lunar Lawn or something like really that's gonna protect impacts. So like, if I had bad knees, I wouldn't hoop in the D Rose 3, but that doesn't mean that's a bad shoe. You know what I mean? So just like, don't compare this to that. Just like think of yourself and be like, man, what do I need? What could help me play a little better, or make me a little bit more comfortable on the court? That's the big thing right there. So keep that in mind. It's not about KD8 versus Curry 1. But if you're asking me, what's my personal favorite, we do have rotation videos where you could watch and be like, oh, he put the Curry 1 in his rotation, he must like that better than the KD8. So you know what I'm saying? So that's that. Next question, how can I get hoes? I don't know, you're asking the wrong person. Okay, here's another comment that's not really a question. It is a question, but I don't think it was directed towards me. It's kind of a long comment. So I always get excited when I see a Keek Genius video. You guys work hard and put out great content. But does anyone else feel like Trey comes off condescending at times? Like he thinks that we, the viewers, are annoying, or he's more athletic and better at basketball than his viewers. I know there's some truth to those things, but he doesn't need to say it because most people already know those things. We don't need to constantly be reminded. Now, I did reply in the form of a comment, but I will say, before I read my comment, that comment was left on the KD8 performance test. Now, there was nowhere in that performance test where I said I was more athletic, where I said I was better than anybody. And actually, there's not a video or a tweet or Instagram post, nothing where you can find where I'm saying I'm more athletic than anybody, where I'm better than anybody. So I'm not really sure where he's pulling this from. I know he said, do I come off condescending too? Like I'm giving off a certain vibe. But in that aspect as well, you need to step back and just you. I just want to say, you never know what somebody is going through. So I would never judge anybody. I really don't want to get into it, but just don't be so judgmental. I'll read my comment that I replied back, because I do read comments every now and then. I do tend to stay out of the comment section, just because it's no offense to my viewers. I love my viewers. I love the support. But it's just the internet gives people a little bit too much control that don't really know how to use it. And it gives people opinions that don't need opinions. They're not really informed. So I try to tend to stay away from it. If it was more positive, I would dive all in, interact all day. But that's why we have Nick pull the questions, actually. But yo, this is what I said in response to him saying I was condescending and stuff. I, Trey, never said I'm better than anyone at basketball, because honestly, I don't really care. I'm not even that competitive anymore. I just play for fun. Secondly, I don't think the viewers are annoying. Just keep in mind, we get tons of questions a day, and usually we've already answered them, but the majority of people are too lazy to listen to a full video or do their research if they're a new subscriber. I love you guys though. Salute. So that's all I said there. Somebody said right under that, he does kind of talk like he's better, but it's more of a teacher-student way to me. Now, me talking like I'm better than someone, I guess that may just be naturally how I talk. It may be naturally how confident I come off. When I walk in the room somewhere, I guess I'm just a naturally confident guy. And I don't know, this is just me being really open and honest, but I don't feel like I'm better than anyone. I just talk with confidence, if that makes sense, but I'm not talking down on anyone. So I understand, you know, most people aren't like that. So when somebody is like that, it's like, yo, do you think you're better than me? And no, I promise you I don't. And I like I said, you know, as far as the basketball thing, people ask me all the time, or not ask me, they'll just comment on random Twitter, Instagram posts, yo, I'm better than you at basketball. Yo, I'll cross you. And it's like, yo, I honestly don't care. It's not being rude or anything, but it's just, that's cool if you can beat me. You know, I'm not trying to be the best out there, really. You know, do your thing, man. But that's not, I'm not like that competitive. I enjoy this game. I just like having fun with it, man. So next question, we're going to get off that. There was a lot of comments on that one. What ball shoe do you recommend for playing as a center? These days, centers are really versatile, man. So I wouldn't just stick you with the typical big man shoe. When I would say big man shoe, you know, a lot of support is usually going to be bulky. But nowadays, there's a lot of postmen that, you know, can move like a guard. So like I said, pick a shoe, you know, watch a review, look at the tech specs, see how it plays. And, you know, if you think it's one of those shoes that's going to make you comfortable, more comfortable on the court, you know what I'm saying? Go with that. But just because you're a center, don't limit yourself to just bigger shoes. You know what I'm saying? You may like a low profile, a low cut shoe. You never know. So just look at your game and kind of go from there. Anybody know some shoes that'll make you feel super bouncy? Yes, the Superfly 2 and the 28. They have the Unlock Zoom, and it's literally bulging out the bottom. So, but that's not always the best feeling. Some people don't like that, but it does make you feel bouncy. I will tell you that. Would you recommend this KD for indoor or outdoor? I really wasn't paying attention to the video, but yeah. Like, you know, you can't really ask a question if you're not going to watch the video, but I'll answer it for you. I would definitely keep these indoor. If you notice, like, a lot of higher priced shoes that especially Nike makes, they're not going to be made for outdoor. The materials are indoor specific. Is that Zoom close to what LeBron 10 was? Nightwing said that he felt it only in part of the forefront, but I want to know a few opinions. I meant to compare it directly to the LeBron 10, but I just forgot. No, it's not the same. I know it's full length, but the LeBron 10 is a lot more cushiony. It's a lot more forgiving. The KD8 Zoom is really low profile. It's just a different feeling, even though it's both full length. Any cheap shoes on the market right now that has good heel cushion? I get bad Achilles pain after I play. Ooh, I used to have Achilles tendonitis. I hated it so much. But yeah, I don't think that's really your problem when you have Achilles pain. It's not really coming from the lack of heel cushion. I don't mean to sound like a doctor, but you just really need to stretch that out. I really hate when I have to tell people to take a break, because I remember when I had really bad shin splints, my coaches would tell me, yo, you kind of need to rest it. Or the doctors would tell me, you need to rest it. But I actually didn't rest. I iced it, and I would stretch every day. Every day before practice, I would stretch my calves because I had bad shin splints. So what you need to do is really, like, stretch your Achilles out. Just work it. I don't know any specific exercises, but definitely take care of it. It's not going to come from, you know, the lack of heel cushion. That's not what the pain is caused. But, yeah, that probably sounds like a bunch of rambling. If I have $175 for a shoe for the upcoming season, should I buy the Air Jordan 29? Now that they are on sale for $134 on Nike.com, or wait for a few models to come out? Definitely. And I never tell people to buy a certain shoe, because like I said, it comes down to preference. And you want to pick a shoe that makes you more comfortable. But the 29, I'm telling you, I know I emphasize it in so many videos, but people don't realize that the 29 is really one of those shoes that it's ahead of its time right now. And people don't realize it until... they may realize it 5 years down the line, 10 years. They're going to look back and be like, the 29 was really ahead of the game. And that's why I'm trying to emphasize it right now. But I guess people really don't realize it. Maybe people are, you know, looking down on it because it's so expensive. But if the 29 goes down to the price of $134, Guys, that's a steal. And you know, I didn't even know that myself. And if they are, if that's a fact, then I will be copying multiple pairs. The 29 is just a great shoe. I've still been hoping in mine, and if you remember the performance test, I showed you where I kind of started ripping the on the medial side of my shoe. It hasn't increased any though. You know, it ripped initially and it kind of stayed like that. So, you know, I love the 29s. It's by far my favorite shoe right now. It'll probably be my favorite shoe to hoop in for a long time. So, yeah, that's that. Not hating, just advice. Could you make the review part louder, please? Yes, I will. Sometimes I'll get really loud and it peaks the volume. So I try to look out for that. We don't have anybody like mixing behind the camera and the audio, but I will try to fix that for you guys. I'm very sorry. Trey, what is your height? I already said that, 6'1". Do you guys plan on doing a review on the Adidas Crazy Light Boost 2015? Yes. We just got the package from Adidas, which I am greatly appreciative of. I know I saw some comments on there where people were thinking I was unappreciative, where I don't know how you got that vibe. All I did was unbox a box and, you know, just kind of looked at the shoe, but somehow people were saying I wasn't humble. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I don't know what it is, guys. I really do. I don't know. I won't even talk about it. Someone please answer for the love of Kick Jeans, but what was the song I was playing during the squad cast during the outro? I don't know what you're actually talking about. I know I put a clip of our squad cast at the end. Maybe we're talking about the actual episode. If you're talking about the actual squad cast episode, our in slate where it has our Instagram and stuff, it's a song called Squadliness. You know, that's very appropriate. Squadliness by Alex Wiley. But if you're talking about the song that was playing during the end slate of the actual performance test, then that was just Truffle Butter by Drake, Nicki, Wayne. So I'm a 15-year-old 5'9" point guard, and I'm a rising sophomore. I'm only 130 pounds, and I need to find a way to gain muscle weight quickly. Any tips? My guy, it's another thing where it just depends how mature your body is. It depends how slow your metabolism is. If it's slower, you will be able to put on weight faster. It won't be good weight, but it'll be weight nonetheless that maybe you could, you know, maybe you could use some fat on your body. Just because you gain fat doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. You know, you don't want to be 2% body fat running up and down the court, you know, for 30 minutes. You'll die. You know what I'm saying? You need those fats. Some fats are good. So, but you know it. You know, if your metabolism is higher, you know, you got that young body, that youth, then it's probably gonna be hard for you to put on weight. Some people are just naturally, you know, thinner or more lean, and you're gonna stay like that for a while. That's how I am. I'm just not really starting to put on a little muscle, and I still have trouble gaining weight. You know, but nonetheless, if you are able to gain muscle, and I say that, you know, most 15-year-olds are able to gain muscle from weightlifting at this point. But somebody like me, you know, if somebody were to tell me to lift weights at the age of 15, it wouldn't have worked out because I was at a point to where like puberty was still 3 years down the line. You know, I didn't have a lot of natural testosterone in my body. I didn't have testosterone at all. So it was hard. It was really hard to gain muscle. It was actually impossible at that time just because like, you know, I just wasn't there. But if, you know, if you hit puberty and everything, definitely get in the weight room. You know what I'm saying? You want to put on that extra muscle. Get your strength up. But other than that, yeah, just give it time, man. Next question. I've been trying to work on my ball handling. No matter how much I practice, I don't feel like I'm getting any better. Are there any drills that I can do by myself that you recommend? If you're not getting any better, it's not really the drills. It's probably how hard you go in your work ethic. You need to really be pushing yourself, man. Like, don't do drills that you can do with your eyes closed or that you can do while you sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, push yourself, do a lot of skill development, you know, two ball coordination, do some in-game stuff, really mix it up. But at the core, like the main goal is to really push yourself, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, the drills you are doing, apply them when you do go, you know, run your fives on the court at the rec center, whatever, you know, apply those things. So, next question, how do you guys stay fit to play at this level? Do you have a specific diet? I saw in a vlog where you try to drink a gallon of water a day, but anything else? Honestly, no. That's another thing, just kind of like with the vertical, with how to increase your vertical. We do a little, we put a little effort into it, but as far as the diet thing, it we kind of just eat whatever we want, honestly. I know sometimes we want to try to eat healthy, but it's just we don't know how to cook around here, honestly, and it's like, yo, we're not even gonna try right now. So we eat a lot of fast food. I do try to drink a gallon of water every day. I don't reach that goal, but I try to drink. I'm thirsty right now, but the water is good for you. But as far as diet, nah, we just be out here running, dog. So where are we at as far as time? Oh man, we at 20 something minutes. 14 years old and I just started playing basketball. Am I too late? No, it's never really too late to start playing. I know people who started after you and still, developed a pretty good game. Now, I will say, if you did start playing at a really young age, I always say, the muscle memory is going to be there. It's going to be more second nature to you. But that just because you started at the age of 14 doesn't mean you won't be good. You know what I'm saying? So, no, it's never too late, man. Especially if you just want to enjoy the game. Like, you could start at the age of 75. If you just want to enjoy the game, then, how could it be too late? Once again, you guys, you did a great job breaking down the shoe, but I was a little disappointed with the performance test. It wasn't bad. It's just the KD7 artistic vision was outstanding, and I was hoping you guys could try that out. It always won't be like that. Sometimes we have limits on the amount of time we have in the gym, so we can't get certain shots and things like that. And plus, YouTube is breaking down as far as copyright material, so we can't use the same songs. It won't have the same feel and stuff like that. So we will try our best on every performance test, though. I have a question on why your face looks greasy as hell. Maybe because I was sweating. Y'all think this is easy, but the room be hot. You know what I'm saying? And I just be really trying to, get this information across my best. So it takes a lot of work. Okay, I'm gonna answer one last question because this podcast is getting pretty long. So after this, we'll wrap it up, and then you can tune in tomorrow. I'll probably go in on the same comment section. I'm not sure. Hey, Kick Genius, love your videos. My question is, where do you get the resistance belts that you guys use for training? I've been looking all over the net for one, but there are different variations of them. Looking for one to train, I think a lot of us want to know which ones do you use and what are they called specifically? You can go to the Skills website. We get ours from, local stores. If you have like a Dick's Sporting Goods, an Academy, or any like sports related retail store, they should have them. It's really no specific belt, no name brand. They all work the same. But the ones we usually buy is a Skills. It's like Skillz. The colorway is like yellow and black. So if you see that colorway, then that's probably it. But yeah, that's what we use. They are really good too. I really like resistance bands and stuff like that. But that's the last question. I'm not sure how long this is, but definitely tune in tomorrow. Thank you everybody for subscribing, tuning in. Make sure you tweeting us. I think I'm going on a Twitter mentions for tomorrow's episode and everything like that. So yeah, I'm gonna shut up now. Straight from Genius, and I'm out.